We are learning Maseches Baba Kama Daf Kufei Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines at the bottom of Daf Kufei Amud Aleph. Va'omer Rava, Harei Omru, Gozal Chometz Ovel HaPesach, someone steals Chometz, and he went through a Pesach, so now it's Osa Bahana. Still, the halacha is, Oim Ola Reish Alpanecha, you can return the Chometz, say, here's your 10 Chalas, I'm returning it to you, aye, it's worthless, okay, it's still Ola Reish Alpanecha. Boy, Rava has a shot like this. Nishba Alav Mahu. We know, we learned already in the Mishnah here, that if you say, I don't know, let's say the case of chalas, you tell the guy, I never stole any chalas from you. So you make a shua? Yeah, I make a shua, I never stole chalas from you. And then afterwards, he's moida. So Allah is bring Karen Chayim Mishmashon. But here, it was after Pesach already, and he said, I never stole chalas from you, so was he kaifer mammon or not? Technically, he's not kaifer any money, because whatever he's going to give you was worthless. Let's say it turns out he has the chalas. It's Ben, right? And he says, you know what, oh, I really have it, here it is. It's not worth anything. So I wasn't really kaifa mammon. So here, what's the halacha? Nishba alav. We're talking about a case where it's be'en. And after it was nesa already, he swore that I don't have it. I don't have your 10 chalas. Mao. And then he says, you know what, might I do have it? Mao. What do we say? Mir min kivin di migniv bo yishlum ulei mona kakav ulei. He says, you know what? This shvua is something that's a kfiris mammon. Why? Because let's say he went back home and he saw that his cleaning help ate up all the 10 chalas. So now he owes $50. So it turns out this shvua that said that I don't owe anything caused the balabas a loss of $50. My a curious mom caused a loss of because until he gives it back, he still could owe $50. So it is a curious mom by saying I don't owe anything. Right now it's here. So that was Rav Shailuk, Shmak Shailuk. Is this kfir is called kfiris mammon? Right now, when I'm being kaifer, it's not worth anything. But it has a value, because if it gets stolen, until he gives it back, it's not returned. So then he'll have to pay $50. That was a Shailuk. So I'm talking about Milz of Rava, Pshit Le Rava. Rava was Pashin. And Rava is a different case, but a similar idea. Pshit Le Rava. Dama Rava. Shoiri Ganafta. If they go up to a guy and say, here, you stole my shor. Who am I? Loy ganaf, didn't steal it. So, Matibas, why do you have it? Matibas, Shemichinam, I need your love. I'm a Shemichinam. And then he swears that he's a Shemichinam. So, what's the halacha? Is that called Kfiris Mammon or not? On one hand, you say, what's Kfiris Mammon? He's agreeing he has your shor. So, what's the problem? He agrees he has your. He's saying, I'm a Shemichinam. On the other hand, right when he says Shemichinam, he parted himself from Gnei Veda. Mashainkin, if he's a Ganev, Then he's chayiv gnei aveda. So by saying that shvua, you were kaif a moment to a certain extent, because if something happens, you kaif a moment. Similar to the case of Pesach. That, so he says over here, Rabbi says in such a case, you chayiv karm shvua. Shoyu gnaft vu amaloy gnafti mati vetzchol shemichinam ani alav chayiv. You chayiv for the carbon for the osham keren karmis v'osham. Why? Shrei pata atzim gnei aveda. Lemaisi you pata yourself gnei aveda. So it's called a kviris moment. It's called a kviris moment. Same thing with Shem Shocha Andi, Allah, Chayev, Shere Pata Asma, Shuva Vesa. He pat himself in Mainzim. And a Ganav is Chayev in Mainzim. So he pat himself by saying Shem Shocha. If he says Shoyal Andi, Allah, we even Chayev Mainzim, still he saves himself something. Why? Chayev, Shere Pata Asma, and Mesa Machas Allah. Allah is a Shoyal. If he works at a behemoth and dies for that reason, from that working, you potter. Because when you borrow something, it's not made to keep in the kilo, it's not made to keep in the pen, it's made to work with it. So you potter. A Shoyal is potter in that. But a Ganav is Chayev. So Amma, what is even Rabba? Afagavda halkayim. You know, right now it's alive and it's right here. I'm saying, and I'm agreeing it's yours. Kima the imigna of a moina kumasha kafar. Since if it gets stolen, turned out you were kaifim mamoin. Hashta nami, moina kafar. Here also, you were kaifim mamoin. So halkinami, here also, by the case of the chametz, afagavda afrabamu. Kiva, even though right now it's worthless, and I'm saying, I never stole your chalas. Okay, it's not causing any loss, it's not worth anything anyway. Kiva the migna by Shlumule, since it would have been stolen, he would have to pay. Now he's saving himself that money. It's called Kfiris Mammon. So very good shmak. Rav Hashav by the case of Chametz, and here we bring Rav Mir, that a Kfiris Mammon, that even though right now it's not Kfiris Mammon, right now, there's no Kfiris Mammon in two different ways of doing that, either by saying the cow is yours, it belongs to you, or by Chametz, Lamaisa, since it could cause a loss of Mammon, it's called Kfiris Mammon. So, Gemara, Yosef, some of the Gersa Rabba, will go with that Gersa, Yosef Rabba, Vekamala, Shmit, Shmaitza. So Rabba said over his Shmaitza, which is that what? that this is called a kviras moment. Hesver of Amla Rabba. So Rama has a kashal Rabba from a brisa. It says in the brisa, we know the pasuk of Karban Shavua says the Amotza Aveda, the Kichishba, the Nishba al Sheker. So in that pasuk it says you got to bring the carbon. So it says a motza aveda v'kichishva. So prat lemoide beikir. The Bryce says that this is only called a hakhasha of kfiras mammon only if you're saying that the whole ikir, the whole principle I never took. But if it's moide in the principle, then the halacha is that you are not chayiv. Ketzad, it's not the curious moment. Ketzad, I want to give a few examples. Some of them are hard to understand. Tomorrow we'll explain afterwards. Ketzad, show you ganafti. I go over to Reuben and say, you stole my shor. Well, I'm a ganafti. I never stole it. So mati vesel. So what's it doing by you? Atam achatli, you sold it to me. Atam asatli, matana, gave it to me matana. Avicham achli, your father sold it to me. Avicham asatli, your father gave it to me matana. God, these cases sound like that he's not agreeing it belongs to the Baal Boss. He's saying, yeah, I own it. So that's, you have to know why it's not, that's called Pasha Kviris Mam. Why is it, what part do I have to see? Acha Parasi Rots. He says, oh, you know why I have it? Because it ran after my para. Me'elav, it ran into my house by itself. Ba'atzli, I really like this. Acha Parasi Rots. Or Me'elav Ba'atzli, it came by itself. Or Ta'ya B'derek Mutatzim, I found it lost. Or Shemechinim Ani'elav, Shemesach Ani'elav, or Ashayel Ani'elav, or Zalat Alacha, all these cases, V'nishma V'hoida, Yochli Yechayiv, you made a shvua in the Yomayid, Yochli Yechayiv, made a shvua Yechayiv, the carbon and the carbon v'chayimish, tam alayim v'kichish ba. Prat has to be dafka a kichish of money, that I'm denying that I owe any money, prat l'moyde v'ikr. Prat l'moyde v'ikr. So first of Braisa, we have it in the Braisa, v'amish case of Shemichinam, Shoyol, Soichem. It says the halacha is that in such a case, you it's not called kviras mammon. It's just a kasha, straight up kasha on Rabba. Amalei, Rabba answers tadura, which means ain leiv. You know what you're talking about. Ki tanyahi, the kama le helech. Ki kama amina, the kaim agam. The case over there in the brisa was that he says, oh, here it is. It's right in front of us. I say, okay, take it. So here is no chash, it might get stolen now. It's right here. He's giving it back right now. He's saying, right here it is. Mashenki, in the case before, we said, Shemesacha, I need Shemachim. He says, I agree, I have your shar, but it's not here. It's in the Agam. We got to go get it. And by that time, it could be stolen and come out of the Kfiras Mammon will cause Mammon. So that's why it's called two cases. Read in Psalm 1. Tom, Kitanya, he the Kamalei Helech. Kikamina, what I'm talking about, the Kaim Ba'agam. Okay, good. Now we have to go back to this Braisa. What's going on here? Atam Achartli is a straight up Kfiras Mammon. Atam Achartli, my Moid Baker. Claim you sold it to me, or you gave it to me, or your father sold it to me. My moida beikir, it's not moida. Let's shvicha dam lei. Loin esat ladami. I bought it from you, but I didn't give you the money yet. Here, I'm giving it back. You give the shar back to you. Shkol turech, take your shar back. Vizil. So it's a case where he's agreeing that's yours. He's saying you sold it to me, but here I'm giving it back to you. I didn't pay you. I'm giving it back to you. Afraid about the same similar kasha. Atan esati avicha. Atan esati. You gave it to my tana. Avicha esal my moida beikir. Here you can't say I didn't pay for it yet. I'm claiming you gave it to my tana, so it's mine. So where's the moed beker? Like tomorrow, the amalei, amanas David l'cha nayach the nafsha. The whole deal was that I'm going to do something for you if you give me that matana. I didn't do it. So here I'm giving it back to you. Shkol toyrech vizil. Here I'm giving it back to you. Then they go into the next case. Toyeh bederech mitzasev. Lema abayalach laduri. So here, new kasha. It says, the guy's claiming, why does he have it? Because he found it lost. So we ask him, what do you mean? You should have gave it back to me. Well, why are you bringing it to your house? When you find the shar, you give it back to the owner. You don't bring it home and start using it. Your guy finds a car somewhere, he starts driving around, well, you gotta give it back. So what's the kasha? You're a ganav. Rashi says, ganav godlom is that? He's a pashta ganav. What kind of time is that? That, oh, I found it. So the Gemara, I found the aveda. I didn't know she shalach. I didn't know it was yours to give it back to you. And therefore, I brought it back to my house, and I don't know if you used it or not, but it could be you allowed to use the aveda sometimes. Akapanim, he brought it back to his house. He didn't know who it was. He brought it back to his house. That's why it's not a time that he brought it back home. He didn't know who it was. Therefore, he's not a ganim. Akapanim, we had here in Machlokes Rava, not Machlokes Rava and Ashayla. Rabba was posted that it is called Kriyas Mammon. We had a cash from a brisa. Terry says, no, that price is talking a case where it says, hey, look, I said, here it is, and therefore there's no kviras mammon whatsoever. Mashenkin, if it's not here, even though I'm agreeing it's yours, but since it might get stolen, it's called a kviras mammon. Zogt Gemara weiter. Tanya Omer ben Azai. Gimel Shvuah Sein. This is talking about a new sugya, a new inyan. It has shaykhs before, but a new inyan. We're not talking about the kfiras mammon here. We're talking about the shvuas ha'edus. The halacha is that if someone knows edus, he has to come give the edus. So I go over to a fellow and say, you know edus for me. And he says, no, I don't. He says, make a shvuah. And the guy makes a shvuah that he does not know any edus. The halacha has to bring a carbon shvuah. A carbon shvuas edus. Carbon shvuas edus he has to bring. And it's a pasuk in the Torah. He brings extra carbon. So the halacha is that if he makes a shvuah and he's kai for edus, he has to make a shvuah. So now what type of shvuah? He has to bring a carbon. What's the example here? Gimel Shavuos, there are three types of Shavuos when it comes to Aveda. He goes over to Eid, says, you know about my Aveda? Say Eid. He says, no, I swear I don't know about your Aveda. So there's Gimel Shavuos saying, Hikar Ba V'loi Moitza, in a case where the Eid at least knew what, he was makir that this Chafetz was the owner's, and he saw where it was. He doesn't know who took it, but he saw where it was. For example, the guy says, you know, I lost my Rolex watch. So the Eid actually saw this Rolex watch in someone's hand from behind. He saw in a certain alleyway a guy holding it. He didn't see the guy, but he saw the watch. So here, the guy says, come to the bench and say, Eidus. He says, I don't know the Eidus. I don't know anything. He makes a shua. That's a case where he's chayiv the carbon. Hikabav le moitza. Or a moitza le ba. He sees a guy running away from your house, and he sees the person holding something. He doesn't see what he's holding, but he sees the person. That's a case where he knows a little bit of Eidus. So that's what another case makes shua. Or loy bav loy moitz. He doesn't know about he didn't see the person or the aveda. Frey de Gemara, that's not a shayla of shua se'edus. Loy bav loy moitz. Kushta shtav. He's swearing this truth. He doesn't know anything. Amen. No. The third time shua is bav moitz. He sees the guy who found it and the guy and the Rolex watch itself. So it says these are three shuas. What are they in the game? So what's in the gay that's saying three shuas? Rav Ami Omar, Rav Chanina Lifter to be potter, Shmuel Shmuel's to be chayiv. Now, what's exactly the nidin over here? So the Rashi explains here the tzad to be potter is and tzad to be chayiv is the tzad to be chayiv is this edus avada is not enough to say edus either three cases. It's not enough to prosecute someone. If you only see a watch, you can't say Eidus and the guy who took it. If you only see the guy who took it, and you didn't see the watch, you can't prosecute him. And even if you see the guy who took a watch, you also don't know because the guy could claim that he was Nensa, whatever it is, he could pat himself. So it's not enough for Eidus to be Mechayiv him. So, or another way to learn is just Eid Echad, that's another way to learn, it's only Eid Echad, it can't be Mechayiv him. So Shaila is this enough of Eidus that you caused me a loss or not? Because on one hand, if you would have kept saying the edus, so you could have helped me find it. If you have at least half the edus, you know about the watch, and then I proved that this other guy was in the alleyway with another edus, so then I have a full edus. So you caused me a loss. On the other hand, this guy couldn't do the prosecution himself, so maybe it's not called shvuas edus. That's the machlokes over here. We're going to call it davar gerem lemamon. This ed could have been gerem lemamon. Is that called a edus to echayev or not? So one of my names is leptur, but Shmuel am lechayev. We'll plug it to the high tanoi. The time of the brayse. I'm a shpia ed echad. If there's only one ed echad on something, and you make him, and he makes a shvuah that he doesn't know the edus, and he really does, so you're part of a shvuah's ed. You're part of a carbon. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Mechayev, Mechayev the carbon. Ma'akam efugi. Marasov, and I remember, an ed echad that says, let's say that certain guy owes money, all he could do is Mechayev a shvuah. The guy might, if the guy doesn't make a shvuah, he has to pay money. But all he can do is Mechayev a shvuah. So it's a girl in the moment because he might not want to make a shvuah and he'll pay the money. So here, that's the machlokes over here. Marasov, a dumb girl in the moment, Kabama dummy. Marasov, a lava Kabama dummy. So that's the machlokes really over here. But a gimel shvuah as well, if it's a garim lemamun, because either it's one of eight echad, that's a garim lemamun, or even if it's two edim, so he spoke out, why is it called garim lemamun? Because the first two cases, it's not a whole edis. And the third case, where it's ba'al maitza, Rashi says, "Amiu mami mamish loy mafsidoi, dinami asudalei, re'inu shemotza planizeh, hayocha loymar, nensami mani, it was someone stole it from you, paita asmashul, paita himself, that I don't even have it anymore. You can't mechayim Rolex watch, you say, wait a minute, I don't have it anymore, it's lost. So, you're not chayiv anisim. Someone finds something, you're not chayiv anisim. Yeah, he's not a shomer. He's not a shoyl. Yeah. Right, most of the shomer is sacher. He's definitely not a shoyl. So, The point is that this Eidus couldn't be get his Rolex watch back 100%. But it could have helped him on the way. It could have Mechayev Shavua, whatever the case is. It could have helped him on the way. So it's a Dovah Gerim Lamavain, and that's the Machalik is Dovah Gerim Lamavain, Kamavain Dami or not. That's the Mahalach in these three Shavuos. Zog the Gemara. Amar Rav Sheshes, new Gemara. Amar Rav Sheshes. Hakoifer Bepikadon Nase Olov Gazlan. Someone who's kofer b'kadon, even before he makes a shvua, he's a gazlan v'chayev ba'insim. Like Rashi explains that he's kofer b'kadon. He doesn't make a shvua. He says, "I don't have a b'kadon." And Edom come and say, "Yes, you do have a b'kadon." So it turns out, from when you were kofer until now, you are chayev now ba'insim, and even though you didn't swear, but you're chayev ba'insim because you're a ganav. By being kofer, you're considered a ganav. V'tana tun. I'll bring you a raya. Says in the Brayis like this: Mikichesba, someone who denies that he took something, the halacha is he has to return it, and that's the einish. He has to return it. Lemanu einish azar menayin teaches us the einish, which means he has to return it. Azar menayin. Where's the warning for this? Tamaloyim loisik chashu. You should not deny something. My love, when it says in this Brayis einish, lo einish mamon, it means that there's a chiv and einsim. That's what means einish mamon. That's what means einish. So Akhtimar loy. Lo oynish shvua, he says that this oynish is not is only if you make a shvua. It's only chayiv oynsim only at shvua shaka. But if you didn't make a shvua shaka, they're not chayiv in oynsim. So it's only dafka with a shvua. Frankly, Mar, but it's not true. So what it say over here? You have an oynish moment. So Mar thinks, what oynish moment mean? That I'm responsible completely for it. So you see, hakosh law makes you responsible. Mar says, no, here the case was made a shvua also. If you make a shvua, that's when you're fully responsible. Frate the Gemara, it's not true. Hamei tani seifa v'ishtaba. The seifa is the case of shvua. M'chal the reish lo yishtaba. What's the case? The kohen seifa. It says v'nishba al sheker. The pasuk says v'kiches v'nishba al sheker. Lamanu oynish. We learn out oynish, which is keren chemish v'asham. Azar menayin tamalim is a shakru. When the seifa is yishtaba, the seifa the Brayis is referring to shvua. Reish the lo yishtaba. The race going out of Shavua. So it's a chayra, it's a raya, bring a raya to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is bringing a raya to himself that you see that a kofer b'kadon alone out of Shavua is chayv noinsim. Tomorrow, no, it's not a raya. And re'idi d'shtaba. What's the chilp between the ratio of the price and the sefer the price? The sefer price is chayv keren chayv shvashom, and the ratio not. You know what the difference is? Kan shahoyde, kan shavo edim. Also edim chayv b'ainsim. But you're not chayv keren chayv shvashom. Therefore, it's very geshmak the brisa. The first case of kiches, you chayiv ba'insim, edim came, you chayiv ba'insim. So you chayiv ba'insim because you made a shvua. The second case was your moidas, you chayiv b'keren chayim shvashom. And Tosfos speaks out the masal kan ve'itzrich shtei azaris. V'shem the einsham ain shavin. The behoidas shayiv chayim shvashom ve'edim lo yishayich el chayiv ba'insim. That's why you need two hazaras, two lav. Meisvam has a kasha, Moshe Rav Machama, a kasha on Rav Sheshes. Shekinei dechash al shvua. It says that if we're holding by someone making a shvua, let's say for example a guy is a moed mixas, he has to make a shvua that all half he doesn't owe. But let's say the guy who has to make a shvua is a chashur al shvua. So look, I can make a shvua and take you owe me that half and I get the half back. Shekinei dechash al shvua, then the teveya makes the shvua. So the mark ketzah. What's the case of a guy who's chashur al shvua? Ketzah echad shvua se'edus. A guy makes a shvua se'edus falsely. Ve'echad shvua se'pekadim. A guy makes a shvua se'pekadim falsely. A fill shvua shav. Even makes tam shvua. That's false. The chiddush shvua shav is even though it's only ra'la shemayim, not ra'la briyos. It's not ra'la to other people. It's still called a chashud. Vim isa bekviru de'ifsalei. So with the kfir alone, why need a shvua sapakadon? With the kfir alone, yechayiv. So why does he have to say dafka shvua? Even the kfira of the pakadon makes him a gazlan and he's possible eidus. So why do you have to say shvua sapakadon? Amri yochamay askinon the koyi ba'agam. The case is that even Rav Sheshes agrees that if the behemah is still here in the agam, the lav kfirahu. That's not an example of kfira where you're a gazlan. Why? Here, the reason why you're saying I'm saying I don't own it, the way out of shvua, of course, is the reason why I'm saying I don't owe it because I plan to bring it to you. So I don't have it right now. Yeah. I'm gonna. He says I never took it, and he plans to bring it back. So that's not called the kviras moment of chayiv and einsim. The teida, the owner of the oven, Hakoifer b'milva kosher le'edus. If someone says, I don't owe money, he's kosher le'edus. You know why? So Rashi says, "V'lo nishba abo edim." It's kosher le'edus. Know why? The milva lo yitzon it. No. Ve'ina achshav yod. The reisla tchoisa. He wants to pay back. He's going to pay back. But if a kadoin that everyone sees in your hand, and you say, "I don't have it," that's kosher le'edus. Become kosher le'edus. Because there, you can't say I'm being ishtamita. He give it back. It's way out of shvur. So you see this idea that just denying something is not a problem of pasul edus, because you can say ishtamita. Masha'enkein, where it's right in front of your face, then that's cool. And you say you're holding the thing and saying it's not yours. That's a case where you consider a gazan according to our sheishes. But if it's in the agam and it's hard to get right now, we could say I'm just trying to push it off. Freite Gemara va'ame ilfa shvua koina, which we think means that yischai va'insim only after the shvua. Shvua koina means only after the shvua yischai va'insim. So the kasha again are of sheshes. Shvua the kanya of a kfir le kanya. So the Gemara it's not shvua. Whatever the kaim v'agam. The case of ilf is kaim v'agam. It's there only after a four shvua are do you have a problem of being called a ganev, but not before that. Because this is kind of agam, I'm just saying I don't have it, you're just trying to push it off, and therefore it's not considered a ganav by denying it. The kash was ilfa says shua kain, we thought it meant the only chayav is after shua. But by saying no, ilfa is talking something else. By saying my shua kain kedrav huna marav. It's a whole different thing. Kedrav huna, damarav, huna marav, mona li biyadcha. Reuven goes to Shimon and says, you owe me $100. Vala imer, ein lecha biyadi. I don't have any $100. Benishvan, he swears. After him say, come that no, he owes money, potter. The halacha is that you don't have to pay anymore. The paladik halacha. That if you make a shvua that you're potter, and then the edim come say that you are lying, you don't have to pay. Once the Bible's is kabbal a shvua, we don't pay money anymore, we don't go back on that din. The Chazanish learns the din like come dina din. If Bezdin accepted, everyone made a shua and you accepted the shua and you said good, the halacha is that even if Adam comes and say he swore falsely, the halacha is that you don't have to pay anymore because you already got a shua and that's it. You kabbal the shua, so there's a kasev. The lachach bala of lo yishalim, since we kabbal the shua, even if it's a shua sheker, you don't have to pay. So that's what ilfa means. Shua kaina. Shua is kaina. It's like I paid back with a shua. That's a lachach ilfa. Nothing to do with this. So we're holding right now like this. We had a Rav Sheish Shalacha, a koifer bepekadin nasa gazlin. We're saying that's dafka in a case where it's a pekadin that's right here, and I say it's not yours. That case is your ganav because give it back. Teretz that makes you a ganav. Mashenkin, if it's far away or it's a milva loitza, there just being koifer alone is making you a ganav because you're just pushing it down, pushing it off. You make a shvua vada, you are considered a ganav. And then we have another halacha, ilfa, which is shvua kaina, which means, in the second shot, that if you get a shvua, you don't have to pay anymore, even if Adam comes, the shvua shaka. And Metzim, tomorrow's year, we'll continue the halacha of Amr Huna Marav, about Marli Biyotcha, and he took a shvua, what's the halacha of that, of more of Rav's halacha.